All right, good afternoon, everybody. So, the time is 1:03, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. So, we have Letha Merkuliyev in the studio. If you don't know her already, she is an executive with Search, and she is now the Wrangell Medical Center's hospital administrator. So, you can call any time during this program to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, Letha, thank you for coming in today.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Before we kick into Search and what's happening there, just tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? And, yeah.
Sure. Thank you. As June said, my name is Letha Merkuliyev. I grew up in St. Paul Island, which is about 800 miles west of Anchorage out in the Bering Sea. Went to school in Sitka at Mount Edgecombe High School for 4 years. Did my college, worked at Alaska Native Medical Center for about 15 years, and joined Search about 4.5 years ago. Moved to Juneau, traveled all around the region for the past 4 years. I'm very excited to be in one location for a couple of years here in Wrangell, and so here I am today.
And you found a place to live. Yeah, I didn't know if that was a struggle for you. It can be for some people.
It's a struggle, and it's very real. As I'm working on recruiting nurses here and CNAs to Wrangell, it is a real issue here in Wrangell that I'm continuing to battle the uphill battle on that one.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like they're worried about housing. They're worried about just making their way here. Yeah.
We are always looking and renting as fast as we can, just in case because we have a lot of open positions here in Wrangell for permanent full-time nurses, as well as CNAs to take care of our long-term care patient residents. And so we want our people that move here to have a good place to live and a nice housing facility to live in.
And then give me a sense of, how many positions are you looking to fill? You know, what does that look like? Is Search expanding, or are these positions that were open before, you know, the takeover even?
With the merger, the affiliation in November, there were plenty of travelers. And so we're recruiting right now for 9, maybe 8. We may have one on the hook, full-time nurses, and actually about 10 certified nursing assistants. And so the model before Search affiliated with Wrangell Medical Center was a traveler model. And so right or wrong, these people come for 13 weeks to Wrangell and take care of our people here and then go, and sometimes they come back and sometimes they don't. This is not a model that we like. It costs a lot of money. It could potentially be double for a CNA. And so the agency gets it, not necessarily the employee. And so this is not a model that's sustainable for Wrangell and not a good business model at all.
Okay. Well, that is great to know. And yeah, let's just go from there. You know, that's one of the changes that Search wants to implement in Wrangell. Tell me more as far as what change has already happened.
Sure. So that's the number one item that I'm working on 100% of the time is staffing and having full-time staffing. I think it's unfair to our residents and unfair to our patients, residents in the long-term care side and our patients in the acute care side, to have somebody who's changing over all of the time, every 13 weeks. And so that is what I'm working on. Also working on merging the staffs with AICS and Wrangell Medical Center. But since we've affiliated in November, we've brought on all of the employees that were current Wrangell Medical Center employees. So that was about 68 employees, I think, that were previous Wrangell Medical Center employees to full-time Search employees. We have contracted with Nana Management Services to cover our catering, our food services for our long-term care residents, as well as our housekeeping within the facility.
Who is doing their food beforehand?
There were some direct hire, I believe, that worked directly for the city and borough of Wrangell.
Okay.
Some long time, I think, people who have retired since.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't take any jobs away. There were no jobs removed from Wrangell Medical Center. Right out of the gate, Search put in about $500,000 in facilities and IT infrastructure. These were things that were always, that had been on the list to be taken care of and just kept getting moved to the bottom of the list. And so a lot of it was mostly around replacing fire doors, new smoke detectors, those types of facility infrastructure upgrades.
Anything else besides, smoke detectors,
the phone system was upgraded. Most of you probably don't know, but a phone system is pretty expensive, and integrating it to the entire Search network. And so all of our phones across Southeast connect just by a 4-digit extension. I know that means nothing to the regular person coming off the street, but it's more effective for our employees to get work done and share information amongst organization across facilities.
Yeah, perfect. Any other changes we've seen so far?
Well, of course, the groundbreaking we had last Thursday. We did the ceremonial groundbreaking, and most of you know, as you drive up towards Alaska Island Community Services, there's a lot going on up there, and the trucks are actively moving dirt and whatever else they're moving on the roads in front of Wrangell Medical Center. So that's one of the largest things I think we're working on right now in regard to what's changed since November.
And so we know that Search is hoping to have that facility up and running by the beginning of 2021. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that, what that timeline looks like?
The project timeline is pretty detailed. They're going to start laying the foundation next week, as long as we stay on schedule, and then all the rebar and everything else coming along with that. We want to get the walls up before winter hits so that they can continue working on the construction throughout the winter.
Okay. Yeah, so taking advantage of the summer construction period, as most people are right now. Okay. And give me a sense of what is coming down the road. We know that is at the end of the road. That's going to be a shiny new hospital. but anything more you can tell us, especially around services?
Sure. I did forget to mention and plug our CNA program about what's happened since Search took over or affiliated in November. We're really working hard to have permanent CNAs and hire local people who want to be trained. And so hopefully within the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll be advertising for an on-the-job training program for CNAs. Two things, it's local people. It's putting local people to work, and we won't have to find housing for them. So look for the ad on Facebook. We'll be advertising that and looking for interested local Wrangellites. That's the word, right? Wrangellites.
Yeah,
to work for Search and take care of our long-term care residents.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I forgot I had to plug that.
Yeah, that's a good one to plug. That's pretty important.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so changes coming down the road. Well, we already had our first, of course, our hospital is going to be built. But in the meantime, I have some things I want to work on in the current facility, not really infrastructure-wise, but service-wise. We had a general surgeon come down from Sitka a few weeks ago to do colonoscopies and scopes at Wrangell Medical Center. And so our next clinic is scheduled in June. So stay tuned for advertisements coming out around our specialty clinic for our general surgeon. We to bring more specialists to Wrangell. It's just really about space and scheduling. And as you may have heard in the news, Search is affiliated with Swedish Medical Group out of Seattle. And so we have all of the ologists, I call them. We have seven specialties that visit Sitka. They'll be visiting Sitka for the first year on a regular schedule. And then hopefully in the second year, they'll be able to travel in our larger communities such as Wrangell. So really just bringing more specialists to the community.
Okay. And I think that's something that people are very curious about, and they're glad to hear that. So, you know, you said we just had a general surgeon come down, and that same one is going to be back in June.
Mm-hmm.
To do what all can the general surgeon do?
It's mostly colonoscopies and those type of scopes. We don't do surgery here in Wrangell. We used to have an operating room in the facility. That is no longer an operating room, but he can also, he'll also eventually be doing clinics, so that if there are other things that you do need a general surgeon to do, he can refer you to Sitka to do the surgery over there.
Okay. And then as far as the other specialty doctors that you would love to come in, do you have anybody else nailed down?
We just have general surgery right now. Uh-huh. The schedule for the Swedish medical group will be published here pretty quickly within the next couple of weeks. But they'll be over in Sitka, and we will help with that transfer of a patient over there, the referral over there. Our physicians here in Wrangell can refer to uh-huh. Sitka. The housing is at no cost over there, and so, which is a huge benefit for a lot of people, because if you go to Seattle, as an example, you have to pay for your own housing, and so that's hopefully a draw to draw patients over to Sitka.
So Search is going to pay for the lodging.
Uh-huh.
Wow. How can Search do that?
Well, we already own our own patient housing over there.
Okay.
And then we have, if that's ever full, and it's rarely full, because the way we schedule the visiting providers, they're staggered. And so, as an example, if you have dermatology one week, you have urology the next week, so that you don't have overlap with your specialist, so that there's always room in patient housing. And we have a shuttle service over there to pick up from the airport, bring you to patient housing. We provide meals there. We have a full cafeteria there. And it's a beautiful campus.
Yeah. Okay, then that sounds good. if you could have one specialist come to Wrangell, who would you have? Like, what is the need as far as specialties go?
I honestly cannot answer that yet. This is... as you know, I've only been here since April 15th, and so still getting to know our patient needs here in Wrangell. So I really honestly couldn't answer that.
Okay, no worries. And so we know that, you know, Search wants to bring these specialty doctors to town. Any other changes you see coming down the road?
We have a huge... implementation coming up. We're already starting training now for our Cerner electronic medical record. Wrangell Medical Center does have an electronic medical record, but it does not talk to the rest of the Search organization. And so we'll have full implementation January 2020. So we'll go through a little bit of growing pains, and excuse us for that a little bit in January. Hopefully you see a whole big difference. Alaska Island Community Services, the primary care clinic, has already gone through a Cerner upgrade. They went live, I want to say, about a month ago. Our patients, our community members, hopefully are getting used to Cerner. You will be able to access your own information as a patient. We'll have a portal for you to look at your results of your tests, eventually getting to communicating with your provider on there directly as a secured email. And so it just adds for continuity of care for our patients. And so that wherever you are in the search network, your medical record is going to be there in your history.
Okay. So yeah, it makes it available to that network. And it sounds like it's, you can be more engaged with your own records as well.
Definitely.
Okay. And there are probably some growing pains to that. And people, you know, your staff is dealing with it and the patients will deal with it in hopes to make it work for the whole network. So, yeah, let's just go to our next question. So this is interesting to me. So, yeah, we know, you know, Wrangell Medical Center was not cutting it financially. And that's a huge reason why, you know, the city was so excited to have you guys come in. And just remind us, you know, how is Search going to make this hospital an economically feasible venture for its own organization?
Sure. So there's a multitude of ways, but really the big overarching one is that Search is a pretty large network, and we have over 1,100 employees, and we're growing every single day. Wrangell Medical Center, as an independent facility, didn't really have the economies of scale that Search has. You know, all the efficiencies around ordering supplies and medication and staffing. I mean, we could float staff from Sitka to Wrangell. Benefit costs for an employee for the organization goes down. Wrangell Medical Center outsourced a lot of their positions. As an example, the chief financial officer was somebody who I think went between Petersburg and here. And so we have a CFO at the corporate level visiting physicians. We had to pay for that. Wrangell Medical Center had to pay for physicians to come in. The whole billing revenue cycle was outsourced. And so we have our own billing team within Search. And so I really think just the economies of scale overall are going to really drive the cost down.
Yeah, that is a term that we should be using for almost everything we talk about in Alaska.
Correct.
Okay, so there is that. Can you give me a sense of what's making money at the hospital? Where is the moneymaker?
Well, the moneymaker, from my understanding and my month of being here, and I will only use that excuse for maybe one more month of only being here and being new for a while. But the long-term care facility is really what makes Wrangell Medical Center money.
How might long-term care change? I think that's really on people's minds because that is such an important part of the hospital. How will that look the same? How will it look different under Search?
I don't think they're programmatically it's going to be any different. I mean, we're still going to have recruiting right now for a director of nursing for long-term care specifically. And so, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that that is a new position. I think that went away about 2 years ago when our current chief nurse arrived. So we'll have somebody dedicated directly just to long-term care, somebody that's going to overarching our chief nursing officer will oversee that director as well as the acute care critical access side. And so for the residents, it's going to be a brand new shiny facility. I've studied so many different aspects around building a long-term care facility in regard to what color the paint is and the floor and the depth of the floor and how wide the shower is. And so our facility currently is very old. I found a patient rights and responsibilities from 1973 still posted to the wall in one of our rooms. And so I hope that our residents are going to enjoy and appreciate the space and the brightness, and they're going to have a garden. They're going to be able to go outside, and it's, you know, partially covered. They could have barbecues out there. So programmatically, it's not going to change. I mean, we're regulated already by the state of Alaska, the huge regulations on how we take care of our residents. And so really it's going to be about their surroundings and the facility.
And so, so you mentioned they'll have An outside area that they can go to safely. It's going to be like somewhat enclosed.
Mm-hmm. It'll be partially enclosed.
Okay. And then there's going to be 14 beds?
Correct.
Okay. And they're all private beds?
Yes.
Okay.
Made me think there for a minute.
I'm thinking too. Do they have private beds now?
There are rooms with double beds in them.
Okay.
I'm just walking down the hall mentally. I don't think anybody's sharing rooms right now.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. Well, then that is good to know. And, you know, really, other than that, I don't know, before we wrap up, yeah, I am curious, you know, hiring. It sounds like that's something that Search wants to go ahead and get out of the way and, you know, build from that team. Do we have, like, you know, do we have so many number of new nurses we want, so many number of new doctors we want? You know, is it going to look bigger? Are there going to be more people that we see?
More employees, you mean?
Yeah.
There may be for other aspects of maybe IT support systems. In regard to like how many CNAs we have, the ratio of CNAs and the ratio of nurses to patients is already really good. And so I was just talking to our chief nurse about the ratio of CNAs to patient residents in the lower 48, and it's 15 to 1 in some places. And here we were like 4 and 3 to 1.
Wow.
And so our residents are well taken care of. So in regard to the number of employees, really, it might grow in the support areas and the ancillary areas, mm-hmm. Not necessarily in the patient care areas.
Okay. Good to know. Then I think we can wrap up our conversation pretty soon. So I said for my last question is, what is Search's vision of healthcare in town? I think we've said a lot of that, but anything else you want to add?
Well, of course, care closer to home. I really, really believe in that. A sustainable healthcare system for Wrangell. Wrangell is joining a much larger healthcare system, so we're going to be able to expand and improve upon those services. With our new facility, patients and residents and family members are going to have one-stop shop. You're not going to have to go between long-term care and hopefully pharmacy and all these other, you know, we own a lot of buildings in Wrangell, and hopefully having it all under one roof is going to make it convenient for everybody, and a state-of-the-art facility that we're very excited about.
Absolutely. So the time is 1:25. Letha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So we will be back next week with another guest, as always. Bye.